This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. We're going to be talking about in just a minute about this experience and what I've learned about trying to power a home air conditioning system, home HVAC system, with a solar array and a battery bank, and it worked. But I wanted to share with you a letter I received, an email, from one of my students. And when I say my students, it's because I had a seminar at a preparedness event. It's called the Ozarks Homesteading Expo.
You're very successful on, too.
Yeah. Here's the email. Mr. Fennelli, I really enjoyed your seminar at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. As you would not allow pictures during your presentation, would you please send me a copy of your slides? My family and I are working to grow our home business and appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to share your expertise on the subject of business taxes and V/R, which means the equivalent of with respect, and the guy's name is Doug. Yeah. And so that was the email. Thank you, Doug, for that. And here's my response. And I sent him a response to his email saying that I would address this on air today. So here it is. When I prepare a presentation, I just have a couple cryptic notes, and it's to jog my memory. So, for example, one of the things I talked about was learning the rules. And I had PUB:17. Okay, that tells me, okay, talk about publication 17, the IRS publication, download it, and I flesh out the details of what that publication discusses, and the code, the tax code. It's the abbreviated, condensed form of the tax code. And I talk about that. Another thing I have on my slides is, and it's a PowerPoint slide, it says baseball. And that is to talk about, you know, the after-school baseball game, and who in his right mind would play an after-school, something as simple as an after-school game of baseball, you know, elementary school, grammar school, if you didn't know the rules. Who would do that? Nobody would do that. So I talk about that, and I talk about a fictitious person by the name of Connie, and so a slide says Connie, and that reminds me to talk about the tax preparer, you know, in a little village, and we made up a name, we called her Connie, and so she prepares most people's taxes, and then that leads to the story about going to the hairdresser, where the hairdresser, you know, the lady of the house sits down next to her friend, and they haven't seen each other for a while. How's it going? Terrible. What happened? Well, we're being audited. So the next question is, who did your taxes? Connie. Uh-oh, Connie did our taxes. So if you look at it that way, you'd say, well, Connie'd have to be nuts to push the limits of the tax code where you get the maximum tax deductions. Because if she did, then her clients would be subject to more audits, and she'd go out of business. So those are the kind of notes that I have. So my notes are useless. Mm-hmm. To people, and here's what happened. We are now at a different generation, so instead of sitting in class taking notes and trying to understand the material and jotting down notes just to jog our minds, we take pictures. We take pictures of the slides. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't run it through the mind.
No.
Taking a picture of a slide on a screen or a PowerPoint presentation that you probably never go back to isn't going to be much help. So my method of teaching is to teach and I tell them what I'm going to tell them. I tell them, and then I tell them what I told them. And that's my method of teaching. And then I assign homework so they can run it through their brain, you know, a couple more times. So, Doug, to answer your question, no, If you'd like to get more information, you may send me your telephone number and I'll call you. And I'll answer all your questions free of charge. But in terms of my materials are not going to be of any use to you. So there's no reason for me to send them. And besides, Doug, I don't know who you are. Okay. And so, you know, you could be an agent for the, you know, for one of those corporations. And you could say, well, here's, you know, I don't want them to show up later. Okay. Yeah. So if you want to take notes, if you want to ask me questions, I'll be glad to do that. No charge. I don't charge for, you know, time when I spend on the phone or giving advice. I don't charge for it, just like I don't charge on the radio, and neither does Frank, you know, we're on the radio. So I just wanted to share that.
I do have a couple of things to add to that. I'm so glad that that's the way that you do it, because I go to a lot of seminars, and they put on this PowerPoint, and you're stuck with that PowerPoint, and some instructors from major manufacturers, that's all they do. And I don't know if it's because they don't know the subject really well that they can offsite. And then here I am as a student in class. I have a certain specific problem, but I can deviate from this PowerPoint. And it's just like, oh, no, please. So, you know, and I love your word flush out. I mean, that I never heard that terminology, and it's such a great concept of taking a little point and flushing it out. When I was teaching, again, we're not talking too much about what I'm supposed to be here for, but because I knew my subject, I just totally loved building my classes around questions, because that's what they were interested. I know, I mean, there was a point that I needed to teach within that was a whole day's class. But trying to build a class, and you said something a few weeks ago, how before the seminar that you did, that you went around and you took questions from all your campers, and then you did a class according to what the questions, I mean, that's absolutely fantastic.
it requires that you know the subject material. I mean,
that's right.
Otherwise, it's suicide, right?
That's right. I mean, you do. And, yeah, that's right. But I'm so glad.
It's a great way of teaching if you know the subject matter class.
Then and, the other thing that I'm so thankful is when I was young, being my English being semi-immigrant, I had to learn how to take notes so that I could review it. So I literally read a book, How to Take Notes Properly, and Vince, that has helped me so much. It's almost like a little shorthand form for you to take notes to do all these very important little statements that you can flush it out later on. And it's been like so grateful to me. That's how I was able to go through all my education, by being able to take good notes. You know, you can tape, you can take pictures. The problem with that, it's not you. And you probably will never go back and listen to it. And where if you know how to take notes properly, you can go to that specific page and read on it or don't know. So, I'm so tired of talking.
You know, Frank, here, I'm looking at my notes for today's class, okay?
Yeah.
And here's what it says. It says HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
It says 6800W. Then it says 8800 surge. Now, that tells me, that reminds me to talk about the HVAC system and how I was able to get a whole house air conditioning system, along with running some of the other appliances and lights and things like that at our farmhouse, along with the air conditioning compressor and the air circulation, the air handling system. So the 6800W stands for 6800 watts, and that is the typical maximum load. However, there's a surge capability of starting motors that reaches 8800 watts surge potential or capacity. So that's, I mean, my notes are like that. So it's not like I have a transcript, or I have a script that I'm reading, or a dialogue that I'm, you know, the half of. I just have very cryptic notes, and tells me just to kind of keep me a little bit on track. So that's kind of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
it's kind of free flowing, just like what you do.
But that's what makes USA Prepares the front instructor so refreshing because you're not reading and you're talking from experience that you have, and so it's very fresh because you're talking like you're talking to me. I'm talking to you on the phone, and I feel just you and I are talking, but I know there's quite a number of people listening to us, and it's because you're not keeping to a strict trick, and see how many divergences we have, but that's fine. But you have our little notes that we can always come back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I so much, well, that's why I listen to you. That's why I'm now part of the culture, yeah, in front of the class.
Well, so Frank, just to flesh, and I use the term flesh out, and think of it like this. You've got a skeleton, you know, in a biology, yeah, class, and it's just bones, okay? And then if you flesh it out, you hang some meat, and you hang some organs, and you build the whole thing based on, you know, yeah, the skeleton. So we're fleshing out the yeah, discussion. So here's what I wanted to share, and this will weave through many, many lessons and things you need to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So there, back in the days of stereo, there was a method of measuring power, watts, and you'd see a stereo, you know, 400 watts, and there was a measurement called IHF, Institute of High Fidelity. IHF. And then there was another one called RMS, root mean square. So that same stereo amplifier or receiver, you know, the one that says 400 watts, if that was IHF or peak watts, in reality it might be 20 watts RMS. So there's different ways of measuring things. And some of them are marketing terms like IHF watts or peak watts. Well, if you get a real machine and it's measured in real terms like RMS, root mean square, it's going to have a lower number of watts than one that's measured in IHF or peak watts. Well, the equipment that I bought was commercial, and they don't rate commercial equipment. They don't, you know, say it's more capacity than it really is. If anything, it's really underrated. Well, because I have this real battery bank and this real inverter that is measured in real watts, I knew that I had some excess capacity, and I thought that it might be enough to start the HVAC system, and it was. Okay. But if I had one of those little generators that they sell at a big box store,
mm-hmm,
and it was rated, let's say, 7,000 watts,
mm-hmm,
he would never be able to start the air conditioning compressor and with the load that we normally have, because it's, mm-hmm, it's not the same measurement. They use the same words, but it's not the same scientific measuring. And what I wanted to share with the class was that the terminology keeps changing. Like they used to say washing machines were so many cubic feet, and they keep changing the terminology of lots of things. Like if you buy food on the internet at Sam's Club, some is measured in ounces, some is measured in pounds. And it can be the same item, the, you know, same type of item.
And if you lived in Canada, it would be even one more addition to it.
So we're seeing this. And the reason I knew that, or I thought that I could start the HVAC system, was because we're using real measurement, a real honest scientific measurement system. And I knew the numbers would work out. And it did.
Sure.
But you,
yeah,
can't do the same thing with cheap, you know, mm-hmm, imported generators. Say, well, I've got 7,000 watts. I'm only going to use 2,000 watts for my HVAC system. It'll work just fine. It won't. It won't.
Sure.
In many cases.
You're a man, a great man of wealth and knowledge.
Do you agree with this, Frank?
I totally agree with this, and we can go one step further.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. rate, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just to flesh this out a little bit more, class, we have a 5,000-watt generator here at the farm. It's diesel-powered. And it weighs 1,100 pounds. It's military surplus, 1,100 pounds. And it's 5,000 watts. Now, you can go to the big box store and get one with little plastic wheels, and it can be rated 5,000 watts. But it won't do the work that a real 5,000-watt generator will do. So that's what we're talking about. There's deception. I think that the marketing guys got together with the accountants, and they hoodwinked the CEO of these companies. They said, yeah, it's okay. Everybody else is doing it. We can lie, too. Well, not lying. We're just what's that called? Puffery. Now, in my world, it's called fraud. But, Frank, your thoughts?
Well, two things. In the appliance, that's found a lot. I mean, providing a machine that's Maytag, and we all know how great the Maytag is, but it's really a Whirlpool brand. They a lot of these companies to puff their things, they will buy not the manufacturing process, but they'll pay millions of dollars for a name. And I find that so bad. I mean, like, why don't you just call it what you've been produced? But to flush the RMS a little bit, now in our field, the ECM motors, the electronically communicated motors, they're supposed to be the most efficient. I had to have an RMS clamp-on meter to be able to test those motors. Because of the way that they simply operate, your basic clamp-on meter that just did the ordinary amps did not do the job anymore. Eh? So there goes another reason where and the importance of really, if you're going to be a professional, you're going to have to use the base your things on the RMS component of watts and things and so on and so on and so forth.
Frank, are those motors really necessary? I mean, seriously, I've seen prices of $1,500 for one of these electronically controlled motors, whereas you used to have maybe a quarter horsepower, third
horsepower compressor motor, quarter horsepower, half horsepower, you know, and this is what. From my perspective, okay, you got a salesman and says, and you can run this furnace all day long because it has an ECM motor and it takes less energy than a light bulb. And the customer says, oh my goodness, I mean, I can run that all day long. And then, yes. The truth, they're not wrong. Here's my problem: is 2 years down the line, the motor burns out. To replace that ECM motor is like over $1,000. And I'm saying, did you really save that much more money? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the answer is absolutely not.
When I found out that
ECS motor failed in our air conditioning, outside air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
I went shopping at $1,558 for one, and I'm looking at all these wires. I said, no way, I'm going to take this thing apart. So we took it apart, you know, and had to buy a tool to get the fan blade off, and we were able to do that, and took it all apart, greased it, and I got it working, but it's got a lot more parts in it. It actually has a computer control.
Yeah,
and it converts AC to DC.
That's
so
right.
It's a real complicated piece of gear, whereas it used to just be an armature, a motor, and a couple bearings and a shaft, and they'd spin for decades.
Yeah. No, so as the person that I am, somewhat like you, and like you honestly, Vince, you totally amazed me. Would you like how did you know all that? about the computer controller in the back of the motor, but I said to the customer, like, you want to spend $1,500 or can I put a basic ordinary motor in here for about $150? Well, I mean, obviously, if the product is on the warranty, I will justify it because they're not paying for it, and that's why it's very important to register your product so you can get warranty, especially in heating systems. Most heating systems, going a little bit off sidetrack here, but it can save our class and our students some money. Most heating systems, they'll give you 1, 2, 3 years of warranty. However, if you sign the document, you or the one or the person that installed it for you, and you send it, and you get 10 years warranty. And believe me, it is worth that little trouble.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it to me, because these parts are really, really expensive.
Yes, yes.
And we're talking about HVAC systems for the whole house.
Well, radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. America is continuing to remember the 9/11 terrorist attacks 22 years since the attacks took place in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Heather Penny was one of the fighter pilots who was ordered by Vice President Dick Cheney on September 11, 2001, to ram her F-16 into United Airlines Flight 93, which was believed to be headed for the Capitol building. Penny tells Fox and Friends that the images she saw that morning made her willing to give everything.
Any one of us, having seen the video, having known that our nation was attacked, would have been willing.
Aaron Rodgers is set to make his New York City debut tonight. The New York Jets hosting the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football to cap off week one of the NFL season. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. on ESPN. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, what you heard was something very interesting, reading between the lines here in class. So Frank was talking about this electronically controlled motor for a fan in the outside unit of an air conditioning system.
Well, let's clarify, for the inside furnace.
Oh, okay, inside.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And he was able to offer the customer a less expensive option, one of a more traditional electric motor.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great way to go. If I got a question for you, I'm in the middle of adding a propane device, a generator, propane
mm-hmm.
generator to our house. And we have the tank and
Your famous tank that you got such a good deal on it. I feel jealous for you.
Yeah, $350. Mrs. Finelli primed it, and I pressure washed it. She primed it and painted it, and it looks brand new. Built in 1954. So, Class, the older tanks are heavier. They really are. The steel's thicker. And it says on the plate the thickness of the end caps and the shell. So you can compare if you'd like.
Yeah.
You should not buy a tank that does not have a data plate on it, meaning when it was built, who built it, the pressure, the size, all that. Otherwise, no one will fill them. If you get a tank without a data plate, which is typically stainless steel or aluminum or brass or copper, and they're hammered into it is up to the minute information when the tank was built. Don't buy one without the data plate.
And then, Vince, can just let me add something very important. Don't forget what you're going to say, because there's the tanks, then there's cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get caught by being sold one that's a cylinder. Cylinders, like a propane cylinder, can last 10 years, and then they're out of sight. You can't do anything on it. However, when a tank with that label on it can last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so. And propane does not have a shelf life that we know of, because it's already been around for probably millions of years before you got it.
Yeah.
So here's the question. So we have underground plumbing from the tank, and it's a PEX type, yellow colored PEX, and it comes out of the ground with a riser to protect the PEX.
Yes. Yep.
Now it goes from the primary regulator to the secondary regulator. Secondary regulator is what I want to tap into for the generator. Now the question I have is, it's really difficult to, I don't want to mess up the riser, the plastic plumbing that's underground. I don't want to disturb that too much. But what I could do is, if I take that regulator apart, there's a square flange on the bottom of it with Phillips screws, four Phillips screws. If I take that off, I can unthread where that regulator, it's a Fisher,
Fisher the regulator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A secondary regulator.
Very familiar with them.
Yeah, I can unscrew that square flange. And I can then spin off the regulator, add in a T that I want to add after the regulator. Have you ever taken apart a regulator? If I take it apart like that to make it the installation or the addition of a plumbing 3/4 inch black iron T for the secondary side of the regulator.
Well,
if I take off those four screws and the black and the flange, I can unscrew it. Your thoughts?
Okay, a couple of thoughts there. Don't know if it only goes by code here in Canada 18 inches deep. My confusion, so I can answer you correctly, there is a lot of play on that pipe by just digging a little bit around it. Have you tried that at all, or you just kind of scared not to be able to move, because they're well secured underneath there. Those fittings, you need a truck to pull them apart.
Yeah.
But
I'm comfortable with digging up that, you know, that 18 inches or 2 feet.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with all that. Yeah. What I really did not want to do, I didn't want to take apart that compression fitting or the O-ring or however it's secured. There are different methods. However it is, I didn't want to take that apart. But it's really easy if I were to disconnect that square flange that is the inlet.
There's nothing wrong with it as long as you... The first thing I would do if I was in your shoes and I needed to do that, here are a couple of things that I would do. I'd definitely get a piece of cloth and put it on the floor around that regulator, because when you're taking things out, you never know what's going to come out. And I've lost springs that I didn't even know they were in there because they're out of sight, out of mind. So that would be the first thing. Then do what you need to do, okay? Put it back, and then make sure you get some soap to make sure it's not leaking.
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay.
So, what Frank said was the way to test that most professionals will test for leaks with an HVAC, with a propane or a natural gas system, is with soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same way we test for leaks on tires, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We have, one of those, it's a quart sprayer. We buy them at Sam's Club, like $1 a piece in a six pack. And we mix like dishwashing detergent, let's say a quarter, well, let's say a teaspoon to half a quart of water. So it's a fairly substantial mixture. And we spray it, and we look for bubbles. If you see bubbles, you know you got a leak. And do the same with tires. And you can check tires around the bead, around the edge of the rim. You can check the tread, the sidewalls. And it's a great way to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Vince, a great secret for our class to know when you've, if our students would be doing anything that, right off the top of thing, when we do electricity, we all shut the power off when doing it. When you're dealing with gas or anything like that, make sure you have a cup of soap and a brush so you can test for leakage. You say, oh, I probably could smell it. And yes, you could after a long time. So, and here's a beautiful trick that I learned to realize how much is my mixture of water and soap that will be good. And the one is I put my thumb against, I don't know what that finger next to the thumb is called. It's not the pointing finger, but the other one. I have a different name for it. And just put a bit of soap in that little well when you put your thumb and the finger beside your thumb. Put a bit of soap in there, so your soap and water, and you just simply open that up. And when the thumb and that finger beside your thumb opens up and you still have the soap thing there, now you know that your soap is perfectly balanced or perfectly mixed to find your leak. How do you like that one?
Yeah, and what you're talking about is the surface tension.
The surface
and
tension.
The elasticity. And the elasticity of that soap and detergent solution.
That's
well, let's add to that. Let's flesh that out a little bit.
Okay.
So back when synthetic oils were first appearing on the market, I'm talking about the early 1980s for most of us. That's when we started hearing about Mobil 1 engine oil. Well, I wanted to know, so what's the difference? What's the difference between 5W30, Mobil 1, fully synthetic engine oil, and let's say some other brand of conventional oil? I did exactly what you're talking about. I took a drop, and I put it between my thumb and forefinger, and I would separate my fingers very slowly. And so we're talking like 1/128 of an inch, you know, and separate it farther and farther. And what I found out was there was more elasticity and more surface tension of conventional oil than Mobil 1. So, you know, you can take Mobil 1 and try to separate your fingers, and it will not stretch.
That's amazing. What a trick. Oh, God, you're too much.
Yeah.
Wow,
so, you know, classes, and when we teach here at USA Prepares, we're not really sure where we're going. Well, maybe I'm not sure, that's for sure. but
there's so many. It out.
Yeah, there's so many interlocking concepts and rules and laws of physics and electricity and so forth. So, Frank, what were we going to teach today?
I do want to say to the class that, I mean, you've asked me to stay on for Mondays and this time, so there will be many Mondays that I've kind of prepared, being self-employed, that I can take the morning off, be here, and then have a sandwich of some sort. And by the way, Mrs. Pacheco is into bread making, and she made some French dough, French bread yesterday, which I'm going to have with cream cheese and oven roasted pepper. But anyway, So class, yes, sometimes we get carried away, but I will be here, and I do have great subjects to talk about, which I've never really heard much about in your program, is solar hot water systems. I've done quite a number of them using the Wiesmann system, where you use the sun to heat water and then use that water to do all sorts of things. I know you have a wood fireplace. So, and then the other thing I want to tell to our students is sometimes you and I go over with great things like this ECM motor. If you understood, fine. If you don't understand, there's always DuckDuckGo that you can do a bit of research on that. But the important part is I've experienced with them. I know they will break down. I know they'll save you electricity at the beginning, but I also know that they only have, for whatever reason, and that's kills me how a manufacturer can make all this design and not make it so that it can work for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Eh? And I know, and I feel sorry when I have to go to a customer and says, well, your motor is gone, but I can't just change the motor. I have to change the electronics to go that motor. It's a $1,500 job. Oh, but it's on the warranty. Then I smile. I said, great. Then if not, then I give them that other option of doing that thing. And any HVAC guy or serviceman should know how to do it, and if he doesn't, then maybe he's not the right person to have. But it is, and then of course, knowing that, I've now told you that it's very important that you send in that paper that will give you that extra years of warranty so that you don't have to worry about it. So, and those are the things that for you, our general students, to keep in mind and do. So I don't know if you have anything else to say about that.
I do. I keep all the manuals and I keep all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we standardized on American Standard faucets here at the house. So mm-hmm. in our bathrooms, we have a high-neck bar faucet, two handles, mm-hmm. One for hot, one for cold. But it has a high neck. It rises above the sink rather than a standard bathroom faucet, which is really low. It doesn't work for me. I like the tall one. So when I'm brushing my teeth and I want to rinse out, I can just stick my head under the faucet rather than getting a glass or putting my head in the sink. I don't want to do that. So what I do is I kept one of the boxes. I bought one for every bathroom sink, and I bought an extra one so that we'd have a spare for if anything went wrong. So when I call American Standard and say, the faucet leaks, they say, well, do you have your receipt? And I go, well, I actually have the box. And they go, that's 18 years ago.
Yeah.
I've got the box, and I've got the installation instructions, and I have the receipt. Mm-hmm. And they go, okay, we'll be glad to send you, a replacement.
Yeah.
So that's what I do.
Isn't that so satisfying? Then say, no, I don't. I mean, like, sometimes we're on our own little, and that, I get calls like that. Like, I don't know what you actually have. But if you have a certain amount of information, then I'm able to help you. And that's great. And you went one step further and that you had a second one.
Yeah. Well, I know it's going to break. I know it's going to break. I just don't know when. And if you have a bathroom and you have tile and you've got, and the shower control breaks and they don't make it anymore, you get to rip the tile out. But if you have a spare, you don't have to rip the tile out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada. Frank, I just one more little side trip.
Okay.
Propane flexible plumbing. There's a tubing. It's yellow coated.
Mm-hmm.
It's stainless
copper.
Steel, and it's called CSST. And I have a feeling that stands for, and I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking coated stainless steel tubing. So you can hook up, you know, a propane appliance with it, and you can buy it in 25, 50, 75, and 100-foot lengths,
mm-hmm.
and you can customize the length of it and trim it and
mm-hmm.
Put ends at the proper length. What are your thoughts about using that inside walls, in a house, in a basement, and then maybe even coming from an inside propane black iron pipe and bringing it outside and hooking it up to a generator? That's certainly the easy way. What are your thoughts? I'm used to black
being
iron.
Being an old gentleman, it took me a long time because everything used to be black iron. We were only about 5 minutes, but we can keep that going for the next class next Monday. It took me a long time to change from one system to another. Obviously, black iron was everything was done in black iron. And then the biggest things were copper piping, strip copper piping, and that gives you a little bit more flexibility in doing fireplaces and things like that that were not possible to do at one time with rigid black iron piping. And then comes the CSST, corrugated stainless steel tubing. That's what the C stands for, corrugated stainless steel tubing.
Uh-huh.
And you can do such great projects. Yes, there's a whole manual. As a matter of fact, if you're interested, there's an app that you can go to the corrugated by Gastite is the company that product that I use the most up here. There are others. They're all good, but you do need to know how to work with it. And so I have no problems putting it through walls. I have no problems putting it through things. There is the definite way of doing it. Like sleeving through it when you go through the wall. When you go inside a wall in the house, you, believe it or not, you gotta let it be loosey goosey. You don't really want to tight that down with clamps and things like that, because the idea there is if you're putting a screw to put up a picture, you want that pipe to move away and not be held in place by some sort of a bracket holding it. But I've been using it now for a number of years, and it's a great product. It's not cheap. But it's all a matter of thing. Black iron takes a long time to make, to put together. So you're charging by the hour. Corrugated, I can do a job in a third of the time that would have taken me to do. So I use it for generators. I use it for everything. Now, if you're thinking about your generator, you've got to make sure there's a calculation book to make sure you have the proper BTUs that corrugated stainless tube can hold. And I have found that I've got to use the 1 inch for most of my generators. But they come up to an inch and a half, so there's no big deal. The fittings to go along with that are pretty expensive, mind you, but it's still worth you. It's still, for me, it's so easy, okay? Now, you can't put it on the ground on its own. However, you can put it into a sleeve, and I usually just get the 2-inch black flexible tubing and put it in there. And close both ends, because that's part of the code up here, and voila, you're done. So we used to take almost a whole day to do a generator. We can now do it in about 2-3 hours using that piping.
Yeah, I was thinking it's going to take me 2 days.
Well,
I'm really slow.
I should get in the plane and go there. And
well, let me ask you this. So I've got a primary regulator at the tank, a secondary regulator at the outside of the farmhouse, and then the generator is going to be about 10 feet of 3/4 inch something pipe. And I was going to use black iron.
Black iron, no problem. You look at a black iron, it can take that much more BTUs than the corrugated. Yeah, no problem. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And then the question is, the generator itself has another regulator. So do I go after the secondary regulator and then go to the generator's regulator, or use the...
No, you got to go to what we call that is that's the appliance regulator. Any gas stove, anything. In terms of for our class, there's the primary regulator, which removes the big, great pressure from the tanks to a manageable PSI, which is around 10, 12, to a secondary stage regulator, which takes that 10 PSI to about 14, 12. Water column now, not PSI, water column, which is like breathing out. And then every gas appliance has an appliance regulator, which takes it down to about 3 inches of water column.
Great, I've got it. So I'm gonna have the appliance regulator after the secondary regulator. Well, I think we're gonna be in business. Is that right?
Before, like downstream, like so you got secondary, and you connect it to the appliance regulator.
Right, so I have 3 of them in series.
Yep.
Great, Frank. I don't know where the time goes.
I don't know where it is, but it's fine.
Rich complains about this all the time. I think it has something to do with me. I think I get us all sidewalled. I'm so sorry, class. There's so many things I want to know, and so many things we'd like to teach you. Frank, see you next week. Thank you so much for being with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.